Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Choftes and Noiz Vahadur edition, Perek Shlishi, towards the end of Halacha Beis. In the beginning of the Amud, the Gemara brings, quotes the Mishnah, Hameidel Noiser Mina Mishuyer Al Mashashir. Meaning, when a person goes and he's cutting off some onions from the field, but he's doing it only because it's too crowded, he wants to give a little space between the onions, that's called Meidel. So if he does that, paya can be given only from what's left on what's left, meaning the paya is only obligated on the main onions, not the one that he's cutting off just to create space. That's only if he's cutting off these extra onions and he's selling them. So that's not an important harvest because he's not really doing it too much. I mean, he has extra onions, so he's going to sell them. But if he's storing them, he's taking them and bringing them to the house, and he's going to be using them as main food, so then then he's obligated in payo also for these onions, the extra onions that he's cutting off, he is obligated in payo, and it's get payo for whatever is left in the field, also on these onions, because they are considered to be an important onion that he has his mindset for. Says the Gemara Mamzeiro, Adoda Teimo B'She'ivo Aminat Lahadel. We're talking about when he has, it's so crowded on the field, it's very it's very thick. And his mindset was, he knew there will be too many onions, and he's going to cut off some of them. But if his mindset was, he felt there's not too many onions. And he planted the onions with his idea that all of them is going to be used for regular harvest. Then he is obligated in payo on the entire field. And even if he's cutting these extra onions at the end of the day, and he's going to sell them in the market, so it looks like the ones which are extra, because originally when he planted them, his mindset was that nothing will be extra, he's chayav payo on the entire field. When Halacha Gimel, Zok the Mishnah, Hayimoyes shel habetzolim chayovim bepeyo, Rabbi Yosi Poiter. So the Gemara is going to explain what is Imoyes. There's a certain type or certain part of the onions. They are chayav payo according to Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi says it's a potter. Malbinois habitzolim, this we saw before, you have the squares of habitzolim, the small gardens, shebeina yerek, that around them there's vegetables. He's obligated to get payo from each square because it's considered to be a separation with the vegetables in between. You consider to do payo on the entire field because people usually, as I said earlier, they do plant these onions within the vegetables and it's not considered to be a separation. So we talk about what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Imoy Shabbatzolim. What is Imoy Shabbatzolim? So Rav says Purgur is very large onions. They usually are not being used for food or for selling, and usually are replanted. And Shmuel said Tzumachto. Tzumachto means when you cut the onions, the root that stays in the ground, it has part of it, part of the onion, that is considered to be Imoy Shabbatzolim. And then Rabbanon say that he is obligated to pay up. And he says, you potter. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Bon b'shem Rechanino, Lama Rabbi Yosi ele mishum hefker. The reason Rabbi Yosi says potter, because people usually don't use it, they just throw it away. They make it hefker. So you're not obligated to pay up on something which is hefker. Says the Gemara, Rabbon b'chi abayi kamei amono, v'hefker chayab pay up. So he asks, if so, what do Rabbanon hold? Rabbanon say that if it's hefker, you're obligated to pay up. If it's hefker, everybody should agree you're potter and pay up. Says the Gemara, Omalei bezocha be'machas achas. So answer, talking about that after he was mafkir it, he came and he was zoiche back in these onions. He was zoiche in these either large onions or the roots of the onions, and he wants to use them. So Rabbanon hold that when a person sold, it was mafkir fruits or vegetables. And when it's hefker, it's potter mepeo. But if he was zoiche back in these same things, he is obligated to pay it going forward, even though originally it was hefker. But if the original owner came and took it back, he is obligated to pay it because in the Megala Das, that really wasn't a good hefker. Says the Gemara, V'atani al b'sheinu miskayim mislo b'merube miskayim b'memut. But the Brisa says that Rabbanon answered Rabbi Yosi. They said, even though when you have a lot, you have a big harvest, so a person does not keep these imoyes of betzolim. But if he has only a few betzolim, he doesn't have such a large harvest, so then he does keep it. So you see, their abundant svara wasn't because someone's going to take the hefker back, but because it's something that a person does keep when it's a little bit. Says the Gemara in the Chavtezun base, have the time made the law in Mishuna Machnis or Likiu. Rabbanon's logic is that because when you have only a few, you keep it, it's considered to be something you keep, and therefore you chayav peir, and that's the svar of Rabbanon, and not because he's zoicha the hefker back. Zog the Mishnah halacha dalet. Ha'ochim shecholku noistim shtei peirs. So you have brothers that they inherit their father, they divided the field, each one gives his own peir. Chozru v'nishtatfu, they came back and became partners. Noisti peir achas, then they give one peir on the whole field. Shtayim shelokhu se'ilon, you have two people, partners, that bought a tree together. Noistim peir achas, they give one peir on the entire tree. Lakach zet tzfoinoi v'zet dro, remember one took the north side of the tree, the other one took the south side of the tree. Zenoter peir le'atzfoi v'zenoter peir le'atzfoi, each one gives his own peir. Now for the beginning of the Mishnah, that two brothers that divided the field, and then they came back and they rejoined, they become partners. The Vilna Gaon here in the Lishnei Siliyo says, what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even though in other halachas we find that someone that was two brothers that were together, they divided and came back, they don't go back to their original state. Regarding cowboying, different sugya. Here, they could go completely back to what they were, same way originally when they inherited the field, they give one payal. Also, when they came back and became partners again, they give one payal on the entire field. Says the Gemara, Kotzer chati sade b'shutfus v'cholko. So you have two partners that own a field. They harvest half the field together, and then they divided the field. So the din is einer mafish mishaloi lebetchila v'loy basoif. Then one cannot give pair from him on his friend, not in the beginning, not in the end. Why? This goes back to what we learned earlier in the Masechta. The payo is the end of the field. That's the Ikar idea. A person harvests the field, he leaves the end for payo. So when they just did half, the obligation of payo is will be on what's left. And once they finished the field, they were not partners anymore. So therefore, each one has to give his own payo. They can combine together as one partners. And it's loy betchil, loy besoif, meaning you can't give payo even in the first half of the field, even though then there were still partners. On that part, you also cannot do payo from one on another. They're considered to be completely separated. Continues the Gemara, we're using here the girso that Reb Chaim says. Chozru v'nishtatfu v'kotzru. They went back, they became partners again. After they divided it, they got back and they became partners. And then what did they do? They were koitzer what? Chatzi sode b'shutfus. The last half, they did it together as partners. So then the din is, and again, we're changing a little bit the gears that we have. Mafish shebesoif al chaveir shebesoif. Avaloi mishloi shebetchilo al chaveiru shebetchilo. So then, because the second half they were together, you could do payoff for one another only on the second half. But the first half they weren't partners. You cannot do payoff from the beginning of the katsir of the harvest from one friend, one partner to the other partner, because in the first half they weren't partners. They were partners only in the second half. And though the main payoff is in the end, but at the end of the day, because the entire field is chayav and payoff, so then you have to come and divide the field and say the first half each one is separate. The second half, they had to come together. And this is different than what we said originally, and what we said the first case. In the first case, when they end the field, I go based on the end. So if they end, they're not together. So even though in the beginning they were together, they can't do payah together in the first half. But if they end, they were together, so then it works for the second half, but not for the first half. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Dav Choftes.